We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. It's 7:18. We're a little out of our normal schedule here because any second now we're going to be hearing from Eagles linebacker T.J. Edwards, who is a great story. It's always a great story. With all that we were just talking to Mitch about scouting and how you know if you got a pitcher. In the NFL, the scouting is so scientific.
Yeah.
And yet they miss a lot.
Yeah.
T.J. Edwards was not drafted.
Yeah.
He was played in Wisconsin. That's a big school,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was not drafted. Teammate Corey Clement, not drafted.
Oh, yeah.
And Edwards comes in, and the first time he plays every game.
Yeah.
He goes from undrafted at training camp to a really good special teams guy who emerges over the course of the season as a top contributor at linebacker. That's an amazing story in itself.
Yeah, when you look when the Eagles played the Patriots, that Super Bowl, they're like 20 guys undrafted.
Peters was undrafted.
Yeah. The other part is, he's on line right now. Let me go. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Philadelphia Eagles, T.J. Edwards. Hi, T.J.
Hey, how you doing?
It's great to hear from you today. Thanks for coming out with us this morning. Hello?
Hello? Oh, there we go. I got you.
All right, great. TJ, thanks for coming out with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, TJ, let me start with this. I was just mentioning how you were undrafted, came into training camp, and won a job and got to play in every game last year. Is it a lot harder when they don't draft you to win a spot on the roster?
I definitely think it comes a little more challenging just because you got to earn everything. And, you're not going to get all those reps or anything like that. So you got to, take advantage of everything that you do get. So, I think last year was really good just to go out there and, play some good football, earn a spot on this team. So it's exciting.
All right, Corey Clement was a teammate of yours at Wisconsin, wasn't he, TJ?
Yep.
Did he convince you to sign here as a free agent?
He didn't convince me, but I know just, once that process was kind of going on, I gave Corey a call and just talked to him a little bit, and he made me feel a lot better about things, and just ended up going to Philly to reunite. So it's definitely good to see Corey in there still. So it's been fun with him being there.
All right. TJ, we need you to make us feel a little bit better because we're pretty down after the loss last Sunday in Washington.
Yeah.
What's it feeling like for you and the team after that loss?
Yeah, I mean, it's one where, I think, guys obviously wish things went differently, but, at this point we're kind of late in the week and we're really excited to go out there against the Rams and, kind of put things to bed from last week. So I know we got a lot of things we, wanted to fix from last week. So I know we're all just excited and itching to get back on that field and, put some good things out on tape. So it'll be fun.
All right, now you're not only on the field as a linebacker, you're also special teams. What's more fun?
Yep.
Which is more fun for you?
I think that's tough. Special teams is definitely a different type of game in terms of, you're reading different things. It's a different style in terms of, you're dead sprint the whole time, and it's a long extended play. They're very difficult plays, but they're very fun, and at the end of the day, I think, anytime I'm out on that field, whether it's defense or special teams, I'm having a great time doing it and doing it with the rest of the guys. So I don't know if I could give you one that's better than the other.
All right, but it sounds like you love playing football.
Yeah, exactly.
What's so great about it?
I've always gravitated towards the physical part of the game. ever since I was little. You know, I love just being able to get in there and, you know, get dirty and use your hands and, you know, have to beat the man that's in front of you. You know, it's all about one-on-one matchups in the NFL, and I think, you know, everyone is good, so you're challenged every week, and you got to go out there and prove, you know, that you're the best.
That's a great answer.
Every time you go out there, so I love that part about it.
Hey, TJ, we will look at this game. We were so happy, 17-0. You had the ball a minute and change to go, and it was an interception. Yeah. And it looked to us like the Washington offense felt different after that. They looked more confident. You were on that field. Did their demeanor change after that first interception when you were up 17-0?
I mean, I don't think so. And I think it's hard to, you know, talk about momentum or anything like that. I think it's just one of those where they capitalized on and made a big play. And, you know, we weren't able to kind of slow them down. I think, you know, that kind of was definitely a big point, but it was nothing that, you know, that's just kind of how football goes. It's ups and downs. So you got to be able to control that, and whoever kind of rides that wave the best is comes out on top. So, and we didn't do that.
We got a team coming in the Rams that ran the ball 40 times last week against Dallas, right? You're aware of that. Is that something, like, I'm trying to figure out, would you rather prepare for a team that runs it more or a team that airs it out? What's easier to prepare for?
I just think, you know, I think in the run game, it's really, it comes down to technique. It comes down to, you know, leverage and knowing your gaps and assignments. So, you know, and I like playing the run a lot. So I think, you know, for me, it's definitely fun to go out there and practice every day and just, you know, get ready for the physicality of what that play takes every time. So, and I think they'll be pretty balanced. So we got to be prepared for both as well.
Hey, 5 years ago, TJ, the first two picks in the draft were Goff and Wentz. You play against Wentz every day in practice. You're preparing for Goff. Are they similar? Are they different? Could you kind of compare the two for us?
I think they're different in some ways, but I would say I think just their arm talent. In general, is, you know, really, you know, it's the stars in the NFL, you know, their arm talents are just different. And I think they both, you know, just use the offense well and make plays when they have to. So I think two really good quarterbacks. Obviously, I'm a little more biased towards Carson, but, you know, it'll be good to, you know, see them both out there. I can't wait to, you know, see what happens.
All right, I got to tell you why I asked you a question about the quarterbacks, TJ, because you were a quarterback. In high school, back in the day, were you a good quarterback in high school?
I mean, I thought I was decent. All my college offers came for playing different positions, so I must not have been that good. But I thought I was all right. We ran spreads. So I was throwing it around, but you know, I might not have been on the level that I thought I was.
but here's what I'm thinking, right? Sometimes you need an emergency quarterback. Are you the guy they bring in if you know, the first two guys are not able to play?
Honestly, I didn't think about that, but now that we're kind of going back in the time machine, I'm going to bring that up to Coach Peterson to let him know. Maybe check the tape a little bit from back in the day and see what he thinks. You never know, 5'7" might have a 3 on it or something.
One last thing, TJ. It's a very weird season for everybody because not many fans are allowed in. What was it like last week playing in Washington with no fans in the stands?
Yeah, it was definitely different. It was something that we were kind of preparing for, just in terms of, you know, we know that we have to make our own energy and bring that juice and that, you know, that enthusiasm, because we know, you know, the fans aren't going to be there. It's not going to be as hectic as an environment. At the end of the day, it's still football, so it's still a lot of emotion and. You know, and guys let that out, that's when, you know, the team gets to follow that and bring things up and keep things going. So it's definitely different just in terms of the energy level in the stadium. But, you know, I think we did a good job last week of creating that energy, but now we just have to do a good job of, you know, sustaining that throughout the whole game. So
yep.
I'm really excited to get back out there and, you know, right the wrong.
Let your teammates know that we won't be there, but we'll be screaming wherever we are. I promise you that, TJ. Hey, good.
I can tell. I can tell.
Hey, good luck, man. Thanks so much for doing this today, TJ. TJ Edwards, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.